Welcome to Update One, the podcast of the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. Update One provides a forum for listeners to learn about national stories focusing on news, politics, and current events. Now, the latest edition of Update One. As we count down to Election Day in November, the Trump-Clinton race is headline news not just in the United States, but in many other countries as well. I'm Mike Hempen, and joining us on Update One to talk about why there's so much interest in the Clinton-Trump race is Victoria Gaither, an NPC member who's joining us from New Zealand. She is a co-host of International Connection, a radio show that shares news and entertainment information between the United States and New Zealand. Victoria, welcome to Update One.
Mike, thank you so much for having me. It's winter here, very cold, but I can tell you American politics certainly do steam up the country here, especially Donald Trump.
That's going to be the focus of our conversation, the U.S. presidential race. First of all, why is there so much attention in New Zealand?
It's interesting because I can certainly say that New Zealanders believe what happens in America will directly or indirectly affect them. So whether it's Donald Trump, whether it's Hillary Clinton, it doesn't matter is who will be president. They really believe that it affects them. And that was interesting to me on two levels because they think of American almost as an extension of them. They have family members that live in America. Americans in New Zealand travel back and forth to each other countries, and they really have a vested interest in who actually is going to win that race. Even so much so, there's a local club that I belong to called the Fox and Rebus Club, and they invited me to speak about America and the election. So I just did sort of a fun poll and gave them a white piece of paper to say, if in fact you could vote for President of the United States, who would you vote for? Of the 30-some people that took a part in this, 23 voted for Hillary Clinton, and also 8 voted for Donald Trump. And what's interesting in that to me, that although Hillary Clinton is very popular in New Zealand, and you do get the feeling that New Zealanders want her to be our next president, it's not Hillary Clinton, Mike, that makes the headlines. Donald Trump makes the headlines every single day in every single newscast, digital media, radio, print media, as well as everyday conversation and on radio talk back here. I mean, Kiwis cannot get enough of Donald Trump.
Now, why is that? Is the Trump entertainment factor, is that the key reason?
I think it is. I think it's the Trump entertainment factor. And I know prior to you and I discussing that I was going to be on air with you today, we had talked about this issue with Trump and the comments that he made regarding the Second Amendment. Well, what's really funny about that is that this morning when I got up, the Second Amendment is actually old news because the headlines this morning, and I'll read it to you, it's on television right now as I speak to you, Donald Trump on Wednesday and Thursday repeatedly called President Obama the founder of ISIS. So I think a part of it, why they're fascinated, is that they never know what he's going to say. Every single day he says something different. And whenever they think that he has completely gone over the top, the next day he tops it with something else. So it's mainly the entertainment factor. And the way that he's covered here, it's like a soap opera. It's as if you're sitting down and you're watching, Days of Our Lives. And instead, it's, Trump's life that's actually put up there on the screen. But they just cannot get enough of Donald Trump. I mean, even so much so that, he will lead the evening newscast here in New Zealand. I mean, I've seen it time and time again where Donald Trump is the first story off of the 6 o'clock newscast, morning newscast. Every single time the man opens his mouth, it gets covered here in New Zealand.
You just touched on a point I was going to bring up. Obviously, here, the U.S. presidential race is often the lead story of the day. And I was going to ask you where it ranks in New Zealand news. But you're saying even in New Zealand, the U.S. presidential race is often the top story.
Oh, absolutely. And prior to you and I having the conversation, and again, me knowing that I was going to be on here. Just last week, I just decided to, you know, just sort of sit down and keep a journal to see where Donald Trump placed in the newscast and how often his name was in the newscast. And you've got three major stations here. You've got TV One, Three, as well as Prime. TV One, which is what I normally watch, would be, I would consider, close to ABC back at home. And that entire week, he led the newscast twice. He was the lead story off the top. And if he wasn't the lead story off the top, he was in the first block. If he didn't make the first block, he made the second block. And, you know, a perfect example was yesterday. Every single body in New Zealand was talking about Donald Trump, of course, and then his comments about the Second Amendment. And the headline was, you know, did Donald Trump call for Hillary Clinton to be killed? So, you know, you just have all of these headlines that play out every single day here in New Zealand, and people, again, just can't seem to get enough of it. Now, in this issue of the Second Amendment, most of the people thought that it was reckless and it was dangerous of him to say that, especially a person who wants to be the leader of the free world, to sort of suggest violence in any way. Was absolutely shocking. And then, of course, that played into the fact of gun violence in America and mass shootings, which, by the way, also plays out on the news here. So I think from my point of view, from a journalistic point of view and just an American, the amount of news coverage that you get in New Zealand about America was quite shocking to me. I expected to get some news, but I didn't expect to get as much news as I actually do get.
It's almost like you're in D.C. watching the news.
Yeah, it really, I mean, it really is. It's funny because our station manager, Stu Fritz, at International Connection Radio, said that, you know, New Zealanders aren't going to know what to do when our election in America is over, because it provides pure entertainment. And not only entertainment, it's just fascinating to watch Americans. And I can also tell you that both the Republican and the Democrat convention was on air here as well. Now, in addition to the major three networks, you also have Al Jazeera. So Al Jazeera showed nonstop coverage of both of those conventions as well. And keep in mind, the stations that I'm talking about, these are just the regular stations if you don't have cable. So for people that have cable, of course, they'll get the BBC and they also get CNN. But, you know, if you're a regular citizen who doesn't have cable, you still, you know, are just consumed with not only Trump, but American news as well.
Now, how do New Zealand media cover this race? Are they taking an objective view to the Clinton-Trump race?
The information that they get are packages from America. So quite often you will see news packages from ABC. You'll see news packages from CBS. You'll see news packages from CNN. So, you know, the way that they cover it is, I would say, the same way that I would assume that most of the journalists are going to cover it back home. You know, obviously Trump is sort of the main character in this circus, so to speak, or Trump train wreck, as most of the journalists peg it here in New Zealand. But I feel like definitely the packages that they're using are all American packages. So that intro and outro that they are going to put in there, a lot of it sounds like it comes from the Associated Press. So that's going to be your regular, you know, evening newscast. Now, it is different when you come to the commentators. So, for example, right now I have a gentleman on named Paul Henry, morning show. Paul is very popular here in New Zealand. He speaks his mind. He says what he wants to say. Right before I came on air with you, Paul Henry was talking about Donald Trump claims that Obama was the founder of ISIS. And, you know, he basically went off on Donald Trump and said, hey, you know, this guy is going off the rails. He's crazy. You know, what has happened to him? You know, I was really interested in him in the beginning. He basically just ripped into him. So then you do have these commentators who will cover it as they see it. It's interesting because when coverage first started, I actually felt like New Zealanders and the news media really gave Donald Trump a fair chance, and that, yeah, he's said some crazy things. You know, he's talked about putting a border Mexico and America. He's talked about, you know, immigration, keeping Muslims out of America. Yeah, that's not the American way, but, you know, we'll sort of let that go. But then I feel like once the Republican convention came and left, that now they cover him as someone who is a bit of a joke. So that's been interesting to me to see that shift in how they cover him. And when I say that, I mean, you know, small things like the choice of words that they will use. So before, the media would never literally say Donald Trump is a joke. They would never come out and say that here in New Zealand. But now people say it and they laugh about it and call him sort of a clown in a circus. So the choice in words have changed differently since he started up until after the convention.
Now, with the entertainment factor that we've talked about regarding Trump, is it safe to say that the interest in New Zealand in this U.S. presidential race is probably higher than it normally would be?
I would certainly say yes, and I say that just in my dealings with Kiwis, and I have the opportunity. I speak all the time here for the mere fact that I'm an American, and I open my mouth, Mike, I tell you, I can't go anywhere without saying something. And the first thing that people say, you're an American. I'm like, yes, I certainly am. And they want to know about Donald Trump. They want to know about the elections. How is it that Trump has been able to get to where he is? And I've had numerous people say to me that they're more interested in this election than any election in American history. And to the core, and I haven't been able to figure it out yet about New Zealanders, but there really is a sense, and it's very hard to describe, that they feel like that they are a part of this election, that they really have a stake in what happens in this election.
We've talked a lot about Trump. Obviously, Hillary Clinton has been in the public eye for years. And I know here in the U.S., there was the thinking that among some people, it might almost be Clinton fatigue, that she's been around for so long, that they want somebody new. But what about New Zealand? Is that increasing interest because Hillary is so well known?
Interesting, because although, like I said, Hillary is the favorite here in New Zealand, make no mistake about that. No matter who you talk to, Hillary is the one that people want to win. But I get the feeling that for New Zealanders, it's the lesser of two evils, so to speak. You know, there has to be a choice. So they would rather sort of take Hillary with her baggage of politics, the email scandals, Benghazi, all the things that Hillary is known for. Whether it's good or bad, they would rather have her as opposed to having Donald Trump. I mean, they see Hillary as a good leader, as a good sort of citizen leader of the world, as opposed to how they view Donald Trump. I have a article here that I just wanted to read to you. This is from the Dominion Post, and the Dominion Post is the main a newspaper out of Wellington, which is New Zealand's capital city. This is the opinion section, and the name of it is Lesser of Two Evils, Way to Go. So I think this will also answer some questions about New Zealanders and how they feel about America and the election. So the article goes on, and it talks about what if. This is a what-if scenario if Donald Trump wins. And it says, quote, "But imagine what would happen in this tiny part of the free world if he did. International share markets would go instantly berserk, even New Zealand." It goes on to say there will be global instability, overstretched banks leading to mass mortgage closures, unemployment, and homelessness. Even if none of the above doom and gloom happens, on the bright side, the Republican Party will melt down and tear itself apart. A new party and parties will eventually emerge out of the bloodbath, ditto for the Democrats as well. And it goes on to say that they would basically rather take, quote, crooked Hillary over Donald Trump at any time. So I think that right there is a good example that answers the question that New Zealanders do believe that what happens in America and who becomes president will affect them.
Let me ask you, based on your experiences, obviously we've been talking about the interest in the U.S. race in New Zealand, What about interest elsewhere? Is it high elsewhere outside of New Zealand?
Well, I was just in Fiji 2 weeks ago, and it's the complete opposite. If you watch television in Fiji, didn't see much about Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton. In fact, you didn't see much news at all in Fiji. So unless you had cable and you would get CNN, the BBC, and a few others, the most news that you're going to get there is what the Fijian government puts out.
Victoria, thanks for joining us here on Update One.
Well, thank you so much. And just I wanted to mention for everybody, IC Radio, International Connection Radio, September the 1st, we're launching a new website, and it's music, news, and information, and we'll continue to, you know, provide information to American news to this side of the world.
That's great, and that starts in September, a way for people to keep up with International Connection. That's Victoria Gaither, a National Press Club member, joining us from New Zealand. I'm Mike Hempen. Thanks for listening. You have been listening to Update One, a production of the National Press Club's Broadcast Committee. You can comment on this show or any episode of Update One by going to facebook.com/PressClubDC or on Twitter @PressClubDC. Thanks for listening to Update One.